Good morning. I hereby call to order this seventh meeting of the Pennsylvania Public Utility Commission for the year 2020. We want to thank you for joining us telephonically this morning. At this time, I would like to take a roll call of the my fellow commissioners that are joining us on the phone. I'm calling on Commissioner Ralph Unora.
Here.
Commissioner John Coleman.
Good morning.
And Vice Chairman David Sweet.
Here. Good morning.
Thank you. We will not be pledging to the American flag during this telephonic meeting. However, we do ask that everyone keep the citizens of our state and country in your thoughts and prayers during this extraordinary time of dealing with this pandemic. At today's meeting, which is open to the public, the Commission will act on various matters. However, since adequate forums have been made available for public participation in cases before the Commission, there is no opportunity for the public to address the Commission at this public meeting. We appreciate your patience as we continue to work together in these unique circumstances presented by the COVID-19 pandemic. While our physical offices have been closed, we have remained busy here at the PUC performing critical functions remotely. I wish to remind utilities and stakeholders to access the PUC website's COVID-19 webpage, where we continue to update information with the list of PUC actions taken so far, as well as upcoming public meeting notices, the status of our call center hotline, and e-filing updates. This page can be accessed from our home page. The first matter on this morning's agenda is the approval of the minutes for March 26, 2020, and I call upon Commissioner Coleman, who is the editor of the minutes.
Well, thank you, Chairman. I have reviewed the minutes of our March 26, 2020 meeting, and I move that they be approved as presented.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner John Coleman. Is there a second?
Sweet, second.
You have heard the second of Vice Chairman David Sweet. Any further edits to the minutes? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0. And now we will turn it over to our Secretary Rosemary Chiavetta, who will lead us through today's agenda.
Good morning, Madam Chairman. Good morning, Commissioners. Your various bureaus and offices have prepared the following agenda for your consideration. Therefore, let us begin on page one. It is recommended by Director Monahan and the Bureau of Audits that the Commission release the audit report of the Telecommunications Relay Service.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet. So moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Unora.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, the motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page two, in matters presented by Director Sophie and the Office of Special Assistance, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion both items on page two, beginning with the complaint of Janice Donito Brana versus the PICO Energy Company, and continuing on page three to include and end the omnibus motion with the joint petition of Direct Energy and Community Energy.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing at the bottom of page three, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed opinion and order in the complaint of Roslyn Rotten versus the Philadelphia Gas Works.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Second, Unora.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion?
Chairman, I do have a motion in this matter.
Mr. Coleman. Commissioner Coleman.
Thank you. I'd ask that my motion be entered into the record as though I read it in its entirety. Before the Commission for consideration and disposition are the exceptions filed to the initial decision in the above captioned proceeding. The initial decision sustained the appeal of the Philadelphia Gas Works for an informal decision of the Commission's Bureau of Consumer Services and vacated said decision with prejudice because the complainant failed to appear for the hearing and prosecute her original complaint. In her exceptions, the complainant explains that she was unable to attend the hearing due to illness. She also notes that she tried to contact the Commission but was unable to reach anyone. EGW, in its reply exceptions, asserts that the complainant has not substantiated her reasons for failing to attend the hearing, nor does she explain how she attempted to contact the Commission or the presiding administrative law judge. EGW requests that the appeal be sustained and the BCS decision be vacated. Based on a review of the record and the exceptions and replies thereto, the complainant's exceptions should be denied. The complainant has not shown that her failure to attend the hearing was unavoidable or that she made a good faith attempt to attend the hearing. As such, there is no basis to excuse her absence. The exceptions raise no other objections to the initial decision. Thus, the initial decision should be affirmed without modification. Therefore, I move that the complainant's exceptions be denied consistent with this motion, the initial decision be adopted consistent with this motion, and the Office of Special Assistance prepare an opinion and order consistent with this motion. Thank you.
You have heard the motion of Commissioner Coleman. Is there a second to the motion?
Second, Unora.
Second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion on the motion? I do have comments just to place on the record. Well, I'm going to do verbal comments just to note my concerns that I've been expressing over the years in terms of dismissing complaints with prejudice, especially when we're talking about pro se complainants. And that is my concern with the motion being offered by Commissioner Coleman at this point. Any further discussion? On the motion, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? I will be voting no based upon my comments in terms of the dismissing with prejudice. So the motion passes 3-1, noting my dissent. On the matter as amended, is there any objection to taking the previous roll call? Hearing no objection, the motion or the matter as amended passes 3-1, noting my dissent.
Turning to page 4, it is recommended in an omnibus motion that the Commission adopt both items on page 4, beginning with the application of moving others around safely and ending with the complaint of the Bureau of Investigation and Enforcement versus Enterprise Limousine.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
So moved, Sweet.
Is there a second?
Second, Coleman.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 5 and matters presented by Director Diskin and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services, it is recommended that the Commission adopt by omnibus motion all three items on page 5, beginning with the application of call catchers, and continuing on page 6 to include all items on page 6, ending the omnibus with the tariff of the Sunoco pipeline.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Coleman.
Sweet, second.
Motion by Commissioner Coleman, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 7 and matters presented by Chief Counsel Hicks and the Law Bureau, it is recommended that the Commission adopt in an omnibus motion all items on page 7, beginning with the Pennsylvania Sustainable Energy Board, and continuing and ending the omnibus on page 8 with the petition of NuStar regarding the 814 area code.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendations?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Coleman, second.
I heard a motion by Vice Chairman Sweet and a second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order regarding the application of water and wastewater acquisitions, mergers, and transfers.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
You know,
second.
I heard Vice Chairman Sweet to move. I heard Commissioner Unora to second. Is there any discussion?
Madam Chair, I have a statement on the matter.
Commissioner Unora.
I ask that my statement be entered into the record as if I read it in its entirety. The rulemaking before us today implements my motion of February 6, 2020, and solicits comments addressing the applications for certificates of public convenience filed by water and wastewater utilities seeking to acquire non-certificated water and wastewater service providers. I thank the Commission's Law Bureau and the Bureau of Technical Utility Services for their work on this matter and look forward to reviewing the comments received from all interested stakeholders throughout the rulemaking process. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Commissioner Unora. Is there any further discussion? Mm-hmm. Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
And finally, on page 8, it is recommended that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petitions for reconsideration filed by the Office of Consumer Advocate and the Office of Small Business Advocate.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation? Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation? I will ask again, is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation? If someone is trying to speak, they have to unmute themselves, because I am not hearing a motion to adopt the staff recommendation.
Madam Chair, just sort of a parliamentary inquiry. I mean, I am not making such a motion because I do not intend to support the staff recommendation. But it was my understanding that other members had at least comments they wanted to make on this subject.
Well, once again, is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation? If there is no motion, there's no action on this matter, and we will move on.
Turning to page 9, it is recommended
Madam Chair, if the matter is, if we go over the matter, what is the impact of that action?
There's no action on the matter. There's no action on the petition for reconsideration.
Okay, I would then move to call the matter up so that it may at least be acted upon.
So there's a motion on the floor by Vice Chairman Sweet to call the matter up at least for consideration. Is there a second to that motion? I will second that motion to call the matter up for consideration. I'm going to turn to Vice Chairman Sweet for discussion to elaborate on his motion.
Madam Chair, it's my understanding that several members wanted to comment on this subject, and I did not submit any written comments, although I have a view on the subject that I will express by voting and perhaps by agreeing or disagreeing with others' comments. But I'll yield to the other members unless they have no particular comment to make.
Well, I am one of those persons that did have a comment to make in terms of the staff recommendation. At this point, I will just read part of my comments because we're not fully considering the staff recommendation. Let me just summarize my comments that I was not of the belief that the petition for reconsideration had any new or novel arguments that they were raising, and so it did not necessarily, in my belief, meet the DUIC standard that we use, and I was going to be voting no on the staff recommendation. Are there any other comments?
Madam Chair, if I may be recognized, merely to indicate that I concur with your sentiments and wish to be associated with your remarks, and I, too, intend to vote no on the recommendation.
So is the matter before us, the motion before us, let me be very clear with everyone, is the motion to call up the staff recommendation for consideration. That's the motion before us. Not necessary staff recommendation. It's the motion to call it up for consideration. So if there's no further discussion on that motion, we can take the vote now on that motion to call up the staff recommendation for consideration. I heard Commissioner Coleman.
Yeah, I also have a statement jointly with Commissioner Genora that I'd like to have placed on the record as though we read it in its entirety. We take a somewhat contrary position on this and that believe that the OCA and OSBA have met the DUIC standard and that there are some matters here that we don't believe have been fully considered, including the due process rights of the parties in this proceeding. The OCA has also noted that the Commission appears to have overlooked the USEP, the Universal Service and Energy Conservation Plan amendment review process that it established in proposed amendments in a prior Commission order, and the norm for USAP review process. Both the OCA and the OSBA also raise a new issue regarding the impacts of the COVID-19 virus on this matter, which was not known at the time of the filing of the PGA proposal. It's for these reasons identified in the petition that we find that both the OCA and OSBA have satisfied the standard for review for the petition for reconsideration. However, given the time-sensitive nature of PGW's proposed implementation schedule, we find that it would be in the public interest to address the substantive merits of this petition now at this public meeting rather than delaying the matter for some future disposition as is proposed. We would therefore support rescission of the order of March 26, 2020, and the reassignment of the PGW letter petition to the Bureau of Consumer Services for stakeholder review, public comment, and any other actions that might be necessary, including the referral to the administrative law judge. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner Coleman, for the joint statement of you and Commissioner Unora. So once again, I say, as We did not do a motion to adopt the staff recommendation. There was no action, no offer of a motion on that. However, there was a motion by Vice Chairman Sweet to call up the matter for consideration. As in our discussion, I'll just go through it, both Commissioner Coleman and I have put comments on the record as if we were considering the staff recommendation. So, with that in mind, is there any objection? So this is like a motion for me. Is there any objection to us going to the staff recommendation to do a vote at this time? Is there any objection by the commissioners? I'm not hearing any objections, so I'm going to take it as we can move to the staff recommendation at this point. All those in favor of the staff recommendation, please say aye. There's no aye. All those opposed the staff recommendation.
Opposed.
I am also
Coleman
opposed.
Coleman opposed.
Okay. And I you did I hear opposed. Commissioner Unora. Did I hear?
Commissioner Unora is opposed.
Okay. Thank you. There was overlap. So at this point, we have a motion on the staff recommendation, 0-4, meaning that recommendation fails, and we can move on. Thank you, colleagues.
Turning to page 9, it is recommended that the commission adopt the proposed order approving the membership of the poll attachment working group.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Unora, second by Vice Chairman Sweet. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman, that concludes regular agenda. Now turning to the carry-in agenda. On page 1 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission's final order adopted by notational vote on April 24, 2020, regarding the registration of the security certificate, the Wellsboro Electric Company, be recorded and entered in the minutes of this public meeting.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
So moved. Coleman. Sweet.
Second.
So I heard, okay. Moved by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Coleman. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Continuing on page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Office of Special Assistance that the Commission adopt the proposed order in the petition of Pennsylvania Care Transportation.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Coleman,
so moved. You know
what? So I heard Commissioner Coleman move. And I also heard Commissioner Unora at the same time. I'll just, Commissioner Unora, you want a second?
Second, yes.
Thank you. Moved by Commissioner Coleman, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Turning to page 2 of the carry-in, it is recommended by the Law Bureau that the Commission adopt the order regarding Viasat carrier services.
Is there a motion to adopt the staff recommendation?
Sweet, so moved.
Is there a second?
Nor a second.
Motion by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Unora. Any discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion passes 4-0.
Madam Chairman and Commissioners, that concludes all agenda items for consideration today.
Before we adjourn our meeting, I do want to recognize Vice Chairman David Sweet for some comments.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Next week, May 3rd through May 9th, the PUC will be recognizing Drinking Water Week in the Commonwealth. I'm a member of NARUC's Committee on Water and can assure everyone that the NARUC Committee is making continuing efforts to increase awareness about the importance of water and water conservation. There clearly is no more commodity important to human beings than water, and it's certainly a resource too valuable to be taken for granted. The Commission has pledged to continue to work with its regulated utilities and sister state agencies to fully realize the public health goals of the Federal Safe Drinking Water Act 1974 and the Pennsylvania Safe Drinking Water of 1984 through the celebration of Drinking Water Week. The Commission offers following water conservation practical tips. First of all, one should check their home plumbing for leaks and fix them promptly to help save water and money. It is incredible the amount of good potable water that is lost every day through leaks. And then all of us can do what are seemingly smaller things, but nonetheless important. Shorter showers using low-flow shower heads instead of taking a bath in order to save water. Turning off faucets while we're brushing our teeth or shaving. Use dishwashers and washing machines once they have a full load. And also install water-efficient appliances in your home. These and many other conservation tips may be found on the PUC's website. Thank you for your time and attention.
Thank you, Vice Chairman Sweet. If there's no further business to come before us today, I want to thank all of you for joining us for the PUC's public meeting. The public meeting votes, minutes, and statements will be available on the Commission's COVID-19 webpage later today. And at this point, I will entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Sweet, motion to adjourn.
Any a second?
Second, Eudora.
Motion by to adjourn by Vice Chairman Sweet, second by Commissioner Ralph Eudora. Any discussion? I'm sure you guys don't want to really adjourn this meeting. No, I'm just kidding. All those in favor of adjourning, please say aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? Hearing none, we are adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you.